This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, loader works, rental works, yeah! Big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
The former Alabama quarterback joins us every single Friday at 7 o'clock. Also now, the analyst on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, just a couple of weeks away from getting started on that. JP, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all? Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too, man.
Can I start with a random question?
You may, Lance.
Okay, so obviously the most visible man in this state is Nick Saban, JP. You played under this guy, so it's almost impossible for Nick Saban to go anywhere in Tuscaloosa. I mean, much less Birmingham, any of these other cities. As a former starting quarterback for Alabama, how visible were you on campus and just going to the movies, going to bars? I mean, was it nonstop?
Yeah. I think especially, you know, when you're the guy and you're starting, it's for sure, I mean, nonstop. I think when you're walking around campus, though, it's not as big as a deal to the other students. You know, I mean, you're with them and you go to class every day and they see these players every day. So it's to them, it's not another big deal. You're just another classmate. But when you go off campus, I think that's where it's really nonstop. When you're the starter, yeah, nonstop. And I remember I was talking last week about whether Kobe gets noticed before Coach Saban. I think around this state, it's Coach Saban is the first person to get asked for an autograph 100% of the time.
like any profession, though, what you do, what we do, when you're away, when you're on the golf course or just hanging out, the last thing you want to do is talk shop. Was that the same way you were as a quarterback when you saw people you hadn't seen in a while? They obviously wanted to talk to you about the games and things like that. Once you got away from it, did you really just want to check out and not even talk about it?
You kind of do, but I guess I just made up my mind a long time ago, and I think Brody was a big help in this, of saying, hey, it's going to be there. You might as well just embrace it. You're going to be talking about football all the time, and who's the starting quarterback going to be, and we got new DBs, and what do you think about those guys? So, look, I think that's what makes our state and the football around the state so what it is and how awesome it is that everybody really cares about it. So I think it's fun to talk about it. It doesn't bother me one bit. It really doesn't.
John Parker.
I know what you're talking about, though. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting questions every day.
Yeah. John Parker Wilson, presented each week by Craneworks. They are your group to call for crane or equipment rental. They are a fixture on this show, and that big dog is a fixture on our city skyline for quite a while now, and Craneworks can help you out. You mentioned something Brody told you. I'm curious, when you were finished at Alabama in 08, was there a piece of advice you gave McElroy in 09? Like, hey, now that you're the starter, blank.
Yeah, you know, definitely conversations like that. But I think when, you know, I was behind Brody a couple of years, so you just learn through, you know, seeing what he's doing. And I think Greg and I spent so much time together that you just kind of adapt to what's going on. But, yeah, there's a lot of advice. I mean, I remember I talked to Greg, and there was guys, Brody, when I was starting, that I would talk to, you know, during the week, and older guys also. So it's kind of we're almost looking after each other, trying to help each other, because it is so stressful and demanding, and you really don't know what to expect until you get in there, till you've got to go to media on, you know, Mondays, and then you got to go to practice, and then you got to do the post-game media interviews. You know, it's a lot for an 18, 19-year-old kid to put all that pressure, because you got to perform on the field, but you also got to, you know, do good in the press conferences if they'll talk about you all week.
Back to being so visible. You know, once you get to a certain level, it's hard to be anonymous. I know you've got a relationship with Matt Ryan through the Atlanta Falcons. This is a guy that almost won a Super Bowl, was an MVP just a couple of years ago. He just seems like, though, a guy that still looks a little anonymous. Like, you could go to a restaurant in Atlanta with him, or if he was out in Birmingham, people wouldn't necessarily recognize Matt Ryan. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is fair. And he can kind of get away with it, put a hat on, and kind of blend in. The only problem that Matt has is when he stands up, or he's walking into a room, you know, he's 6'5", almost 6'6". There's not a lot of guys that are that tall. So you immediately look at him, you're like, man, I bet this guy does something. He has to be, you know, play basketball or play football. So you get to look at him, and then, you know, a couple minutes later, they're still looking. So you can kind of see that, their wheels turning. But, yeah, I would agree that he can kind of – he gets away with it a little bit better than most.
He is John Parker Wilson. He's presented each week by Craneworks. So Nick Saban says yesterday the quarterback battle, it's not going to be an easy decision. You one of your former teammates will at Hoover, Will Lowry was at practice, and he said, sorry, it was at scrimmage. He tweeted something. He came on the show and he apologized for the tweet, but he said, look, it is number 13's team. At what point in camp do you think the players realize who the starter is, even if the coach hasn't announced it yet? Has that already happened, do you think?
You know, I don't think it's already happened. We're only halfway through camp. There's a huge scrimmage this weekend, and I think there's a lot of weight put on the scrimmages. But there's also a lot of practices during the week, and you know they're going not necessarily 2 days, but they're practicing during the week that have just as much weight as the scrimmage. And there's another big one this weekend, so I think you start really formulating those opinions after this scrimmage because. At some point, there's got to be a decision made, but I don't think that is going to be the end-all, be-all decision. I think Coach Saban has shown that he'll go 2 or 3 weeks, still tinkering with things, trying to find the right mix. Quarterback gets all the recognition, but that kind of goes on throughout all positions. It's not just unique to the quarterback position.
There might not be an answer to this, but is there a more important unit to win over for a quarterback? If I asked you offensive line or wide receiver?
That's a really good question. I think they're both really important. You're not going to be good quarterback without a good offensive line. I don't care if you're Tom Brady back there and you don't have a good offensive line. It's not going to work out well. So you got to have those guys on the offensive line, I mean, really wanting to fight for you. And that's when offensive linemen would go and, you know, if a defensive linebacker was coming in and accidentally bumped into me, right? And he didn't mean to, but then Andre Smith comes over the top and just knocks him in the back of the head because nobody's allowed to touch the quarterback. That's when you know you got your offensive line, when they're willing to stick their neck out on the line for you. And honestly, as a quarterback, there's no better feeling when somebody is going to bat for you during practice. I love it during training camp right now when these guys are – getting in fights and roughhousing. Now, you hope nobody gets hurt, but this is kind of where you form your identity as a team. But at the same time that you want the offensive linemen fighting for you, if those receivers, you know, aren't bought in and they're not running good routes and they don't think you can get them the ball, it's going to be tough for them to produce for you because the wide receiver position is so tough. These guys run so many routes in practice. They'll run an 80-yard go route and have to run back to get in the huddle to run again. So they've got to mentally be bought in for you. And it's just, it's a whole unit thing. And I think that's why Coach Saban every year says the quarterback has to win the team. I think those are two pretty good examples of what he means.
You know, but I would imagine you can oversell it. There's a famous Peyton Manning story. It was a UCLA game. I think there was an injury that forced him into that UCLA game, right? They were out in the Rose Bowl. He's a true freshman. Obviously, everybody knew his last name. And there's an injury. He's forced into the game. He comes in the huddle, and JP, he decides, I'm going to try to take control of this huddle.
Yeah, Todd Helton was the quarterback.
Yeah, Todd Helton. I'm going to try to take control of this huddle. And he comes into the huddle, and he starts giving this rah-rah speech, and one of the offensive linemen says, hey, freshman, shut up and call the play. So I would imagine you could maybe oversell it a little bit as a quarterback, right, and try to earn that respect, and it may have an adverse effect.
No, I think you're completely right. You can't go in there and say, you know, be the rah-rah guy. You have to earn the respect. You can go in there and say whatever you want to, and the guys will literally laugh in your face like you're talking about. You can't fabricate it. You can't fake it. You got to go out there. And, you know, it really starts, you know, during spring, but during the summer when you're out there running these routes. As a quarterback, you can't be dogging it. You've got to be one of the first ones to cross the line. Because you cannot fake it, and the guys will see right through it. That's a great story about Peyton Manning, and I've seen it before. It didn't matter quarterback either. Running back will try to get in, and if they know this guy's been dogging it during weights or during sprints, it's going to be tough for the offensive lineman to sell out for that guy. It really is.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson, the former Alabama quarterback, now analyst on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, and he joins us every single week, courtesy of Craneworks.
And we all know that they have offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. Craneworks is the Southeast leader for crane and equipment rental. Give their experienced team a call when it's time to plan your next lift, machinery move, or rigging project. And don't forget, the Rental Works division is ready to serve you with a full line of equipment rental for jobs both big and small. And the Rental Works offers something the other guys can't, qualified operators for all equipment, including aerial and earth-moving equipment. So check them out at craneworks.com.
All right, JP, have a good weekend, brother. We appreciate it.
You too, guys. Roll Tide.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
All right, man.